This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the unit to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month.
टोटल 3,700 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है इसमें. ये प्लांट में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बन के निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी है 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा. अच्छा प्लांट है, बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी. इसमें वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा, विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कम्प्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का.
Mr. Vaishnav said 5 semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction, and with this 6th unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the approval of the 6th semiconductor unit by the Union Cabinet today is another step to emerge as a technological powerhouse. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the cutting-edge display driver chip production unit will harness the talents of the country's new generation by directly employing 2,000 youth. 31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in an anti-Maoist operation that lasted for about 21 days on Kiragutta Hill, situated on the Telangana border in the Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. In a press conference held in Bijapur today, Central Reserve Police Force CRPF Director General Gyanendra Pratap Singh, Chhattisgarh Director General of Police Arundev Gautam, and Bijapur Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that a total of 21 encounters took place during this operation, which was conducted from April 21 to the 11th of this month. During this period, a total of 35 weapons, including self-loading rifles, semi-automatic weapons, and 450 IEDs were recovered. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah termed this operation as a historic success in the resolve to make India naxal-free by 31st March next year. The government has debunked a video being circulated over social media claiming that of an Indian Army soldier accusing the central government of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau said that the soldier seen in the video is a deserter and is not present at his duty since March this year, nor in contact with his family. The government urged people to stay vigilant and do not fall for such videos. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the booth-level officers will soon be issued standard identity cards to facilitate their functioning during door-to-door verifications. Mr. Kumar said this after launching a two-day capacity-building training program for booth-level officers, supervisors, in electoral registration officers from Haryana, Delhi and Bihar in New Delhi today. He added that these participants will further train other booth-level officers in their respective states and UTs. Amid rising concerns over bird flu, all zoological parks in Uttar Pradesh have been temporarily closed for 1 week. This decision has been taken after the death of Tigress Shakti due to avian influenza in Gorakhpur Zoo. The Wildlife Department has issued a high alert across all zoological and safari parks in the state and enforced strict health safety standards. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has given explicit instructions to ensure the safety and well-being of all animals housed in the state's zoos and safari parks. Ukraine and Russia are close to reviving direct peace talks for the first time since the last face-to-face discussions ended 3 years ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to meet at Istanbul in Turkey tomorrow for talks on ending the war after Moscow proposed staging direct negotiations. Talking to reporters today, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the Russian delegation will be waiting for the Ukrainian delegation in Istanbul tomorrow. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Akarshi Kashyap and Utanti Huda advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Thailand Open with impressive victories in Bangkok this morning. Akarshi Kashyap secured a hard-fought victory over Japan's Kaoru Sugiyama in the women's singles round of 32, winning 21-16, 20-22, 22-20. And that is the end of this news bulletin.